We're up to Simen Kuf Zayin in Hilkas Tefillah. We're up to Siv Gimel. We will be completing the Simen as well as beginning the first two Sifim of Simen Kuf Ches. We began this Simen with the halacha of someone who was unsure if he's davened, and we found that he can daven with a t'nai, that if he did already daven, then he wants this new Tefillah to be a Tefillas Nedava. And that brought us to the entire union of Tefillas Nedava. And we learned that a person is allowed to daven a tefillas nedava at any point, provided that he is mechadish something in one of the middle brachas, he adds something, unless it is musaf or any of the tefillas on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber now, Gimel Siv Gimel Ein Tzibur Mispalin Tefillas Nedava Klal, a tzibur is not allowed to daven a tefillas nedava altogether, the reason being that a tefillas nedava takes the place of a korban nedava. The only korban tzibur that was in a dava was what was called kayitz ha-mizbeach, just in case the mizbeach was unoccupied, it was empty, there was no one bringing karbanos, the tzibur would bring it. But since that was highly unlikely, it was highly uncommon, therefore Chazal never were metaken a tefillas nedava for a tzibur. Further, Siv Dalet Harotza Lispal Tfilis Nadava. One who wishes to daven at Tfilis Nadava, Sarach Shehe Makir Es Atzmo, he has to recognize himself as being Zoriz, Vizohir, Va'omid Bidato, Sheyucha Lachavim Bitfiloso Merosh Va'atzov. He's got to know that he's going to be strong enough, careful enough, focused enough to daven, to have Kavana from the beginning of davening to the end. Avalameina yochel lachaven yofel, whereas if you cannot have proper kavana, karin and bay on him, we read the pasuk, lomali rov zivchechem. Why are you bringing all of the uncalled for karbanis that are really not a good karban? Alavai shiuchel lachaven begimel tfilis akfuas liyom. It would be better if he would at least have kavana for the three regular tfilis. Don't daven unasked for tfilis. Instead of volunteering tefillas, take the mandatory tefillas and have kavana for them. So bizman hazeh, we are reluctant to daven a tefillas nedava because we know that we have a very difficult time being mechavan in Shmoneh Esrei altogether. Simen kufches, sif aleph, to onenas velo ispalel shachris, mispalel mincha shtayim. This is the halacha of a tefillas tashlumin, where somebody, for some reason, was not able to daven one of the davenings. The Mechaber uses the Lashon of Ta O Nenas. What it means is whether he was a shogig or an onus, but not a mazid. He did not knowingly decide, you know, I don't feel like davening. So he's allowed to daven twice. The next davening, he davens twice. He's mechuyev to daven at Tfilas Tashlumin. In the case where he didn't daven mincha, he davens two, where he didn't daven shachris, he davens two minchas. Harishona mincha, vashniya l'tashlumin. So what he does is, the first davening that he davens is the chova of that next tefillah, and the second one is the tashlumin for the previous one that was omitted. If he omitted shachris, so he first daven mincha, and then davens a tashlumin for shachris. V'im hipach lo yotza yedei chovasa, lo yotza yedei tefillah shehi tashlumin. If he did it the other way around, he is not Yotza the Tfilas Tashlumin. He'll be Yotza the Chova, which he davened second, but his first Tfilah, which was a Tashlumin, he is not Yotza. V'tzarech lachzor u'leispalalosa. And he will have to go and daven it again. V'chein adin b'chol mokom shetzarech l'espal tfilah tashlumin. Whenever you have to daven a Tashlumin, you must daven first a Chova and then a Tashlumin. And if you reverse the order, you are not Yotza b'diyevid. Now, first of all, with regard to the din of tashlumin only applying when a person was a shogig, not a mazid, so there are several situations. Later, we're going to find more of them in the Shulchan Aruch. But here, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. First of all, what happens if he didn't feel he could concentrate properly, and that's why he didn't daven? So lahalacha bizman hazeh, you don't miss tefillah over an inability to concentrate. You daven anyway and try your best. If the person nevertheless decided that he was not going to daven because he wasn't up to concentrating, he is still considered a shogeg. The same thing goes for somebody that did not know the halacha. He thought that you're supposed to wash your hands before davening, and if you don't wash them, you couldn't daven even if you'll mizman tefillah. So that's a mistake. He is still considered a shogeg. Another case is What happens if someone was osik b'tzorchei tzibur? He was busy taking care of the needs of the community. So we learned before that mi'ikar hadin, he is potter from davening. If he is potter, really he doesn't have to daven over again, because there's no tashlumin for somebody that was potter. Nevertheless, the Prima Gadim says that he should daven a tefillas nedova. He should daven a tefillas tashlumin b'nedova for being osik b'tzorchei tzibur. Now we already learned that there's no actual tashlumin for Kriyashma. There's an inyan of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim and mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim, but Birkas Kriyashma there's no tashlumin for altogether. So if a person missed Shachris altogether, all he can do is daven over Shmoneh Esrei. He could not say over Birkas Kriyashma. Someone missed Shachris, and now he is davening Mincha, and he happens to be the Shliach Tzibur for Mincha. He is allowed to use his Chazoros Hashatz as a Tfilis Tashlumin for Shachris. Now, what about somebody that missed Shachris? So what he would like to do is, after Mincha, have Kavona for the Chazoros Hashatz, have Kavona for the Shatz Shmon Esrei to be his Tashlumin. That doesn't work. The Mishnah Brura says that Bidieved, in the case of Mariv, since Tvilas Arvis Rishus, if someone heard the Chazaras Hashatz of Shachris, there the halacha is that he will be Yotze Bidieved. The Mishnah Brura says he doesn't have to daven another Tashlumin. The Prima Godin. The Prima Godin says that if someone has a suffix, if he daven Shachris, and then Zman Tfila is over, so now what he would like to do is daven a Tfilas Tashlumin al Tnai. He said that we don't do. In other words, the halacha that if you're a mistapik, if you daven, where you daven over again, and this time al Tnai, that is only during the Zman Tfila itself, not in the case of a Tfilas Tashlumin. We don't daven a tashlumin from Suffolk. Now further, we said that if one davens the tashlumin first, he is not yotza. If one davens the tashlumin right away, he is not yotza. There is a shita that's only where it was obvious from the tefillah itself that he meant it as a tashlumin. For example, we will later see the halacha that if someone missed Mincha on Shabbos, so he's supposed to daven Mariv on Matzoy Shabbos twice, and in that Mariv of Matzoy Shabbos, the first one is the Mariv for Matzoy Shabbos, so you say Atachanam Tanu. The second one is not for Matzoy Shabbos, but it's for Mincha, and there he doesn't say Atachanam Tanu. So there it says that if he didn't say Atachanam Tanu in the first one, but said it in the second one, that shows that he meant the first to be for Mincha and the second one to be for Mariv. So there he's not Yotza. What about a case of a normal Mincha, and then he went and davened two Marivs? His Kavana was that the first was the Tashlumin of Mincha and the second one was for Mariv. But there was no way of knowing that from the Nusach of Hishmon Esrei. Some say that that is not considered having davened the Tashlumin first, and he is Yotze B'dieved. However, the Mishnah Brura brings the Prichadash and the Prima Godim, who say that what you should do is follow the Shulchan Aruch, and that is that even if you just have Kavona for the Tashlumin to be the first one, you should daven over again. However, the Mishnah Brura says that since it's a Machlokas, you're better off having Kavona that on the Tzad, that I was already Yotze, then my second Tashlumin is going to be a Tfilis Nadava. Now, what happens if someone missed Mincha, and then davens two Marivs, the second one for the Tashlumin, and then he realizes that the first time he davened Mariv, he messed up his Shmon Esrei in a way that is not Yotza. For example, what happened was, in the winter, he left out the same Talamotar in his first Mariv. So now he's going to have to daven over again in place of his first Mariv. So what do we say here? Is it as if he didn't daven his first Mariv so that he davened a Teshlumen without davening the Chova first? Or do we say he davened just he wasn't Yotza, so he'll have to daven over again? Lamaisa, the halachi is that you are Yotzi Yedei Teshlumen. The halachi is that b'di'eved, since at the time you davened, you were davening the first one l'shem chov and the second l'shem tashlumin, the halachi is that you are yotze the tashlumin, even though you have to daven over again. The Mishtabur brings down some who say that he brings a Magen Giborim, that if he wasn't mechaven beferish which is which, then and he messed up the first Shmona Esrei, then he should consider the first one the Chova, and then he should daven over a second one and call that one his Tashlumin. Now, what happens if somebody started davening a Tfilas Tashlumin, and then he remembers that he didn't daven the Ikar Tfila, so he left out Mincha, then at night he went and davened the Tfilas Tashlumin thinking he's already daven Maariv, and then in the middle of davening he remembers that he didn't daven Maariv. So he has a Tzorech Iyin, he leaves it as a Suffolk. Can he, in the middle of davening, decide to switch this to his Tfilas Chova and the one afterward to a Tfilas Nedava? He leaves that as a suffix. Which brings us to Siv Beis. Tov v'lo ispalol mincha, mispalol arvishtayim. Someone did not daven mincha, so he davens marav twice. Harishona arvis v'ashniel etashlumin. So if someone didn't daven mincha, he davens two maravs. Tov v'lo ispalol arvis, mispalol shachrishtayim. If someone didn't daven Maariv, he davens two shachrises. Harishon is shachris, the first one is shachris, v'habez l'tashlumin, and the second one is a tashlumin. Now, what happens here? He missed Maariv, and he's davening shachris, and he's going to have to daven two Shmoneh Esreis. How does he go about that? La'acher she'omer yotzer v'yudches, after he finishes saying Shema with the Birkas Kriyashma, yotzer or. He knows he goes through the regular davening of Shachris and daven Shmona Esrei Yomer Ashrei. He should say Ashrei. V'achar kach yispalol yudches l'tashlumei arvis. That means before Lam Natseach and Uvo L'tzion, he should immediately go and daven a second Shmona Esrei for tashlumin. That means between the two Shmona Esreis, all he should do is say Ashrei and nothing else. Now, Tachnun he does say. Tachnun is not considered a hefsik. Whereas the rest of davening, b'di'evid, we're going to learn later, b'di'evid, he could still daven, he could still do a tashlumin, but l'chatchila he should not leave himself anything else other than Ashrei, say Tachnun, which is like part of Shmoneh Esrei, and then Ashrei, and then daven immediately. Says the Ramah, v'chein kishim ispalol arvishtayim, mishum shalom ispalol mincha. What happens if someone missed mincha, and he's now davening two marivs? Yomer Ashrei bein tefillah l'tefillah. He should say Ashrei between the two davenings. The halachi is that really you're supposed to be mafsik between two Shmoneh Esreis with something like Ashrei. The Mishtabura says, in a case of somebody that didn't daven Maariv and now has to daven two shachrises, he cannot eat before the second Shmona Esrei. Lamaisa, he says that you should not be mafsik with anything other than Tachton and Ashrei.